Hello, friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. Guess what? It's Saturday, which means there's another episode of Kids Animal Stories, a really fun podcast about animals. So right after this story, I will see you over on Kids Animal Stories, the podcast. Well, today's story comes to us from Connor and Michaela. This one is going to be an amazing adventure. Are you guys ready to hear a story about a forest fire and bees and flowers and... Me too! Let's go! Connor and Michaela were playing upstairs in their playroom. They were building some amazing things with Legos. What do you like to build with Legos or magnetiles or any kind of building toy? I really like to build mazes or buildings and with garages that I can put cars inside. And oh, there's so many amazing things that you can do with building blocks. Connor, do you smell that? It wasn't me, said Connor. No. I mean, it smells almost like smoke, shouted Michaela. Oh, you're right. I do smell that, said Connor. They looked out their window, and sure enough, there was a forest fire. It was up on a hill way back behind their house, but it looked like it was getting closer. They shouted for their parents, and their parents came and said, Guys, we need to get out of here. We need to drive to safety. They all loaded up in their car and drove to a safe place. Thankfully, all the firefighters in the area were able to put out the fire before it damaged any of the homes. It was only a few hours that they were gone, but it felt like forever to Connor and Michaela. They were really nervous about their home and their stuff and their backyard and all the trees and creatures, and they needed to get back home as soon as possible. When it was safe to return back home, Connor and Michaela and their parents drove back home. They were so thankful that nothing had been damaged. But unfortunately, the entire forest in their backyard was now destroyed. It had been burned down to the ground. Michaela, look at this. It's all just destroyed, said Connor, as they were walking around in their backyard and crunching their feet through the burnt sticks and leaves. It was a really big mess. This is terrible, said Michaela. This used to be like the most beautiful forest ever. How did this happen? Yeah, forest fires can be really dangerous, and that's why we have to be super, super careful with fire or sparks or anything like that, because one spark could ignite an entire forest on fire if it's dry enough. As Connor and Michaela were walking back to their house, they heard a sound. What was that? Said Connor. I don't know, but it sounded kind of like a bee in slow motion, said Michaela. As they looked at the ground on their patio, that's what they saw. They saw several bees that were just walking around on the ground, looking like they were in slow motion, or very lost. I'm not sure which. Michaela, they look like they're hurt or something. Wait, I have a bee talker. I'll be right back. Michaela ran inside to go get her bee talker. This was a device that it could help you understand what a bee was saying, and then you could talk back to a bee. Holy smokes! That is cool! I've never seen one of those before. I wish I had one! Michaela hurried back as soon as she could. She knelt to the ground and held up the device and said, Hello, Mr. Bees. I'm not sure if you can understand what I'm saying, but do you need help? The bees stopped and looked very confused. They looked right up at Michaela and said,
Sweet honey nectar, I've never been able to see a person talk before. You must be so smart, said one of the bees.
Michaela was so happy that it was actually working. She said,
Ha! That's so great, it works. Yeah, I have this special device that helps me be able to understand you and you be able to understand me, but it looks like you guys are walking in slow motion. Are you guys okay?
No, we're not. You see, all of our flowers got destroyed in that big forest fire, and now We're very hungry. We don't have any more food, and we're not sure what to do.
Wait, Michaela, what about the other side of the neighborhood? I heard over there didn't get burned, said Connor. That's right. I wonder if there's flowers over there, said Michaela.
Oh, no. We can't go over there. There's ants there that they're very protective over their flowers. They do not like to share.
The bees began to tell Connor and Michaela about the flowers on the other side of the neighborhood were guarded by some very mean ants. These ants, I guess, were very protective over their flowers and did not like to share with any other creatures, and they would bite as soon as anyone got close enough. Oh, that's terrible, said Michaela, but I wonder if maybe Connor and I, we can go talk to the ants. Considering the circumstances of a forest fire destroying all these flowers, maybe we can help change their mind. Connor and Michaela hopped on their scooters and zoomed off to the other side of the neighborhood. There was a beautiful field over there that was full of wildflowers. White ones and yellow ones and purple ones and blue ones. This was a beautiful place to be. Michaela brought her bee talker over because there was a little dial on it that if you switched it, it could change what insect you wanted to talk to. She switched it over to Ant and knelt down and said, "Hello, ants. My name is Michaela, and I really need your help. There's a whole family of bees that are really hungry and could really use some flowers. Would you mind sharing with them?" One of the ants ran over and said,
"There's no way that we're going to share our flowers with those mean bees. These are our flowers. We'll never share with anyone. Go on,"
said the ant. "But it's actually an emergency," said Connor. "You see, there was a huge forest fire that destroyed almost every plant over there, even all the flowers. And these bees, I think they're going to die unless they get some flowers very soon." As Connor was talking, the expression on the ant's face started very angry, and all of a sudden, his eyebrows lifted up, and his face lightened.
"Oh, you mean that all that terrible stuff happened to all those bulls? Oh, no, that is very bad. Yes, I think since it's an emergency, I think we can help them. Let them come over."
And just like that, Connor and Michaela were able to change the ants' mind because the ants understood that this was serious and they did not want the bees to die. Connor and Michaela brought the bees over and the ants welcomed them in. They actually learned that they could work together and be friends. Wow, what happened as such a terrible day with the forest fire ended with a new friendship between the ants and the bees. All thanks to Connor and Michaela and their awesome bee talker. The end. Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is, it's time for Kid Shoutouts. I want to say hey to Zoe from Washington, The Teal Room from L&L Academy, Lakeview East, Alex from Vancouver, Lena and Liv from Roseville, California, Brooks from Montana, Osha and Cedar from Tennessee. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day, and I will see you on our next adventure. Bye!